which is this president, this White House, the officials here at this White House repeatedly, over and over again, made it clear to the American people that there would be no combat role for U.S. troops fighting ISIS. That appears to be changing. Not only is there this announcement that you're talking about today, which you say they won't be involved in a combat role, but you're not ruling out the possibility that they may be involved in some sort of combat operation. But on the Iraq side, you have Pentagon officials this week saying, we're in combat. So it would be great if we could just have a moment of clarity here and you could acknowledge that, yes, this mission is changing. It is not what it was said it was going to be at the onset of this. I just think it's clear.
That, Jim, would only confuse the situation. The fact of the matter is the mission that the Commander-in-Chief has given our military personnel in Iraq and now in Syria is a train, advise, and assist mission. And we have gone to great lengths to make clear that that is in no way diminishes the amount of risk that our men and women in uniform will be facing. We've also been quite clear that there actually have been situations where combat boots have been on the ground inside of Syria. We've been quite candid about that. The president ordered a mission involving U.S. military personnel putting boots on the ground inside of Syria to try to rescue American hostages that had been taken by ISIL. That occurred more than a year ago.